Today it's worth looking at the sacrifice of Andrew, or maybe even better yet, the sacrifice of the young boy that was able to offer Jesus his little gift, 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's important for us to remember throughout our Christian life that every sacrifice we make is meant to be offered with, through, and to God. If we don't offer our sacrifices to Jesus, that's what they remain, is puny, worthless little sacrifices that do not have the ability to change the world. But if, in fact, we offer our sufferings, our worries, our work, our families, all our daily activities to Jesus, he can transform them. He can transform them into the salvation of the world. And that's, in fact, what he asks us to do, right? Is to offer him our meager little sacrifices. And he asks us to do that at Mass every single day. That's why we come to Mass, right? One of the reasons, obviously, is to receive Jesus so we have the strength to make the offering, and that's what's so beautiful. He first gives us the strength to do it, but he asks us to give him our sacrifices and our offerings so that he can transform them, not only into our own salvation, but into the salvation of the entire world. And so today, I simply want to point out to you that after we do our prayers of the faithful, and I go to the altar for the first time offering the bread and wine, that's why that part of the Mass is called the offertory. It's literally the time when you should be offering Jesus your 5 loaves and 2 fish, regardless of how small it is, and to simply say, Jesus, take my little offering and transform it into the salvation of the world.